Christy Martin, the superintendent of Washington Local Schools. Welcome to Scoop with a Soup, where you will get firsthand information on what's going on in Washington Local Schools, where every student matters and every moment counts.
Hello. Did you know that March 7th this year is School Maintenance Worker Day? Probably not. I didn't know that. Did you know that, KP?
It is on my calendar.
It is on your calendar. So of course it is. So you knew that. So today we have a special guest, Nate Brown. And Nate, I'm going to let you introduce yourself and tell a little bit about yourself.
Well, good morning. My name is Nathan Brown. I am the supervisor of facilities for the school district. I'm a 1997 graduate of Summerfield High School up in Michigan. Whopping 60 kids graduated that year, so a little bit smaller than our graduating classes. I did a four-year apprenticeship school for commercial carpentry, and I was also an electrician, concentrating mainly on small commercial and residential work.
So day-to-day here in Washington Local, what is your job?
Well, my mornings start off early, 4:45. I'm in charge of making sure our morning staff is covered. So I wake up, check absences. We used to have to come in and do that, but with our new programs.
Technology.
It is great. So I check, call in people as needed. I'm usually in the office before 6 a.m., have a morning meeting with our maintenance staff, the six guys that come in to maintenance. And then we kind of break out, and I jump on the computer and do things, and then go around and do what's necessary from there as the day calls for.
How much of your day is like, we have these things on the to-do list, and how much of your day is like, oh, well, that just sprung up, we got to go take care of that? Is it a 50-50 split?
It depends. Some days it's, it can be calm days. When students are in the building, it can be more 50-50,
okay.
Obviously, because we're dealing with issues that arise.
Right.
But no, it's maybe 50-50. Like yesterday, we dealt with a gas issue, so we had to go check on gas. The day before that, we smelled burning paper, so we had to run and do that. So,
and other things get pushed down to the bottom of the list when
those
things happen.
They do. So we have a program for work orders that then I delegate out to the guys, and they do as they can. And then as things arise throughout the day, then I will call the guys off what they're doing, if possible, depending on the need, and we'll go take care of that.
You're referencing your team and the guys. Can you share kind of what is our team on staff look like? What kind of skills do we have?
Well, we have a carpenter, Eric Malley, who everyone probably knows. He's been in the district for a while. He is our carpenter. Ron Schroeder is our plumber. Mm. All of our other guys, except for Brian McIntosh, he's our electrician. And then our other three guys are general maintenance guys. Brian McHugh does a lot of our deliveries for supplies. But then he also jumps in and helps with some of the other day-to-day tasks.
So in a district this big, it's nice to have some of our own people that can kind of be a first layer of trying to fix a problem. We can't always do that, so sometimes we have to call in more experts, but it is a nice starting point for us.
Absolutely. I mean, as the technology has gotten better, we're not able to do quite as much. Especially like with heating and cooling, a lot of that stuff is all electronic now. So that has been something that I have noticed through the years, but we are still very capable of doing small repairs and the day-to-day things that are needed.
You talked about repairs and day-to-day things and things that come up. Talk about some of your biggest challenges working kind of with maintenance and on the school facilities.
Scope of work. So we do everything. I mean, from roofs down to underground pipes and everything in between. I mean, for instance, we have 49 boilers just in the district.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, they're not all for heating the building. They are also, due to the size of the buildings, we use boilers to heat domestic water and store it. But we are responsible for all those, and all those have their individual circulating pumps and things of that nature. So scope of work is quite large, as you can imagine, including snow plowing and other things that we try to take care of on the maintenance department.
Yes, and honestly, your team, and I get that shout out, but they do a really nice job. We've always talked about this in our district, keeping our buildings. Some of our buildings are very old, but we do a nice job of keeping them clean and operable and just really in as best shape as we can have them for being as old as they are.
Correct. It's very daunting with the older buildings, just to keep track of those things, because it's not like one steam trap goes out due to the age, they all start failing at the same time, and then we're constantly chasing that. Or as you fix one thing, as you know, in older homes, something else then breaks. And so sometimes it's never ending, but in the older buildings, it's daunting at times.
We talked about safety a little bit, maybe touching on safety, some of the items. So talk to me a little bit about how the focus on safety kind of has changed from the past into to kind of what we're seeing right now from your department lens.
So from my department lens, it's just a little bit more, I guess, monitoring. You know, we've done some big projects between the cameras and now the card readers and then the Rekeying project. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot that goes into that. You always think you've got every angle covered. And as we live it, we find that that's not true. So then, you know, principals and administrators are coming to me and asking for more. So then that's a hit on the budget, which is understandable. And then...
And I think when we, you know, I wrote a grant a couple years ago, we were able to get a lot the fob access in all the buildings, which was great. So we put fob access on all the doors, and then we realized, like, we missed a door that maybe should have it, or there's cameras. You know, we were able to purchase some extra cameras with that grant money. But then you do realize when you put a camera system in, you think you cover all these things, but maybe there's a hot spot that we needed another camera or a different type of camera. So I think that's when we always call Nate in to help with those.
It is. And we've been able to reuse some cameras. So obviously if we're purchasing, say, I call it a 360 where you can see all the way around, we'll keep the directional just for other areas. So we are smart in trying to reuse what we can. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like with Rekeying, we rekeyed all the exterior building, exterior doors of the buildings. Well, there's certain doors I need different types of people to have into. So I can't just rekey a door, say, across from Whitmer, just to the Whitmer key. So there's a little bit more thought that goes into that, and then we've had to double back on a few of those things. But,
and I think that's one thing that, you know, many things, but one thing our district is very good at when it comes to safety, you know, from the board down to every person, there's really, we do what we need to do to keep our building safe. And if adding a fob or a camera is what we need, we're really good about getting that done.
We are. We're very pro safety.
Yes.
It's been great. It's been a little bit of a headache with vendors and contractors.
Yep, for sure.
But it's the world we live in, and anything to keep our students and staff safe, I think, is the direction we need to go at all times.
Your position and the jobs that you can oversee are really hands-on jobs. And we have, you know, students at the high school, they're graduating and sometimes don't really know what they want to do with the next step. What advice would you give someone kind of considering any type of career in maintenance?
Flexibility, definitely in maintenance. We're not always just a carpenter or just an electrician. Mm-hmm. We have to be well-rounded. I would say start with a background somewhere, mm-hmm. like I did in carpentry or electrical, and then work into that. That could be your foot into the door. Mm-hmm. It's a very good job to have with the benefits, and school systems are great to work for, but experience and flexibility.
And did you work your way up to this position? Where did you start at Washington Local in another maintenance position?
I did. I actually hired in as the electrician.
Okay.
A very short stint. It was about 4 months. And then the assistant supervisor of maintenance retired, and I applied for that position and got it.
Yeah. It's a 24/7 job, though, too.
It is. My phone never stops. I was the first one called when, unfortunately, the truck went through Shoreland. So I was out there at 3:30 in the morning. But that's okay. It's what I signed up for, and
yeah. I think that leads to the question: is what is the toughest part of your job? And I think you talked a little bit about that. And
yeah, being away from my family, getting those phone calls, having to run out at 8 o'clock at night, or missing a dinner, or we're on vacation, and I'm still dealing with the day to day stuff that I've set in motion before I left. So it can be tough, but again, it's kind of what we sign up for. And
yeah,
well, we appreciate the work, and on it. Without you and your staff, we wouldn't be able to function. I mean, we've had, you know, water main breaks. We've had boilers not working. We've had to close school, and I'm getting those calls at sometimes 5 in the morning, you know, the car through Shoreland. So truly it is 24/7. I mean, knock on wood, when things are going well, it's probably a little easier. You can get the to-do list done, but then emergencies happen and none of us can predict those. So
we have a great group, from the six guys that sit in the maintenance department to Mary and them out at the field, because they're part of the maintenance department as well. So they're great to work with and very dependable.
Good. Yeah. What is your favorite part of the job? What do you most like about
Well, most recently has been the building of the two new elementaries. From my background with being a commercial carpenter, I've built those style buildings, so it was great to get back, put my boots on the ground, and walk those construction sites. And
kind so of get, cool.
Yeah, it's, it was great for me. So to see the direction that we're moving in with these new buildings and all the opportunities it's going to provide for our students and staff, that's what I'm most excited about.
Well, and you've been sort of, you know, we've had a lot of conversation with the new middle school, and that's all underway. And so I think you've been part of that as well. So we built the two buildings at the same time, and they're amazing. But we learn every time you do it. So I think there's things we learned from Shoreland and Silver Creek, and now we're building Whitmer Middle School. And so we'll tweak things or make things even better the next time we do this. So, but I'm looking forward to seeing what that looks like. And yes, I'm sure you are as well.
I am. I love Jefferson. I love looking at it, but I hate to work on it. It's yeah. tough. I mean, it's built like a tank.
Yes.
It's a great building, but, you know, it's going to be sad to see it go.
It's served us very well.
It has. Yes. And from the maintenance side, I'm ready to see it go, to be honest with you.
Oh, no.
Same with Werner and Westwood. I mean, some of our 100-year-old buildings, they've served the community well.
Yes. Yeah. One question I ask, you know, everyone on here before we kind of wrap up is, talk to me about a special moment or memory in Washington Local. And maybe you've kind of touched on things already, but, you know, you've been in the district. How long did you say you were?
It'll be 7 years in August.
What stands out to you as something that's just memorable from being in the district?
Well, beyond the building of the new facilities, I think all the things we do for the kids, like the transportation day, was really exciting to see police and fire and all those different vehicles come out, tow trucks and honking horns, and just all the things, the swimming programs. Those are probably my favorite things, to see what we offer and what we can do for our community and our students.
And we didn't even mention, but you're also a Washington Local parent.
I am.
So a vested interest in all the great things.
I have a daughter who's a junior at Whitmer, yes.
Well, and I think what you said is kids. And a lot of time when you go into the fields that you, construction, plumbing, you don't think about your why is kids. But right now, I mean, our why is always kids. So safety, security, preventative, all of that is because of kids. So I think it's just a unique, not that plumbers don't think about kids, but we don't go into a career of carpentry necessarily for students. And now you're working in a district with almost 7,000 students, and that is your why. So I love that.
Yeah, it's great.
So anything else? All right. Well, thank you, and happy School Maintenance Worker Day to all of you.
Thank you.
That's it for today's episode of Scoop with a Soup, the show where you get firsthand information about why every student matters and every moment counts. If you have something you would like me to talk about in a future episode, please email me at kmartin@wls4kids.org. And until next time, go Panthers!